Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago is mourning Officer Crystal Rivera. Rivera was killed earlier this month during a foot chase on Chicago's South Side, and her aunt Marissa Mercado spoke at her funeral today.
She was fiercely, fiercely protective of everyone she loved. She'd fix your hair without saying a word, just so you felt good walking into the world. That's who she was, someone who wanted everyone around her to win.
Mercado says Rivera was a devoted mother who came from a legacy of strong women. Police say she was accidentally shot by a fellow officer. A new report says Illinois faces a housing shortage of 142,000 homes. My colleague Isabella Nieto says the report shows Illinois would need to build 45,000 homes every year for 5 years just to meet demand. Report co-author Frank Manzo is an economist at the Illinois Economic Policy Institute and says the shortage is due to a lack of housing inventory, high demand, and restrictions on home building.
The problem we currently have is that there are not enough homes available, and what is available is much more expensive than it used to be, and you simply cannot buy what you can't afford.
Manzo says streamlining the home construction process and easing zoning restrictions could help close that gap. Federal lawmakers from Illinois are urging health officials in Washington to protect non-citizen Medicaid data. My colleague Mawa Iqbal says an Associated Press report found U.S. Health and Human Services advisors are ordering Medicaid enrollees' personal information be shared with the Department of Homeland Security. The reason is immigration enforcement. Democratic Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia says this is a major breach of privacy.
We've been for years encouraging the community to seek medical care, especially through programs like Medicaid, without being fearful or being criminalized.
In Illinois, people who do not have legal status are able to enroll in a state version of Medicaid. And scientists at Northwestern University are launching a new research project with the Vera C. Rubin Observatory in Chile. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana reports the Rubin is known as the biggest digital camera in the world. Northwestern scientists say the data it collects could help reveal some of the universe's deepest secrets. Adam Miller is an assistant professor and director of the LSSTC Data Science Fellowship Program. He says this new tech has a 3.2 gigapixel camera, and it captures data every 30 seconds, and this helps to detect asteroids and exploding stars.
The power of Rubin is that it's a giant telescope, but also that it can survey fast. It looks at a lot of the sky at once, and it moves from place to place incredibly quickly.
Scientists are also developing AI tools to help process the volume of information. You're listening to The Rundown. Actor Amy Morton is instantly recognizable even if you don't know her name. She plays Sergeant Trudy Platt in NBC's Chicago PD. She's also been in lots of movies, including The Dilemma, starring Vince Vaughn, and 8mm with Nicolas Cage. And after 8 years away, she's returning to her creative home at Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago to perform in the play You Will Get Sick. She sat down with our theater reporter Mike Davis to talk about working with director Audrey Francis and about the stark differences between acting for television and for stage.
I loved the script. It made me laugh out loud, which, you know, doesn't happen that often. I thought it was alarmingly moving. I mean, alarming as in I wasn't expecting to be as moved as I was. And working with Audrey, who I think is a really great director, and so I've never been directed by her other than a staged reading. So I was totally game for that. What I'm hoping people walk away from when they see a Steppenwolf show is really honest acting. You know, they used to say back in the 80s, 90s, whatever, they used to say, Steppenwolf, it's in-your-face theater, which I'm like, whatever. It's just honest acting. You know, we all have, hopefully, a sort of really sensitive bullshit meter. So when I'm working with a Steppenwolf actor, I know the bar is raised. You know what I mean? I know, like, I have to bring my A game, because you're constantly being challenged to go deeper and get more and more honest. You know, right now, actors are in a very hard place. It is very hard to get a job. And also, salaries have been reduced markedly. Getting a job is not the same anymore. But I will say, the quality of writing has been really amazing. You know, the birth of this streaming generation, or whatever you want to call it, also made network TV raise their bar. That writing got better. So I will say that it's far more entertaining to watch TV now and to be in it. So I do think the quality of roles is better. I just wish the quantity was better. I like beginning, middle, end. You know, when you're in TV or film, you're not necessarily filming in order. There is nothing that can replace a live audience. It's the last character in the play, and it's the juice you need. It's really fun. I also like it. It feels far more collaborative for an actor to be in a play than in a movie. You know, that's a director's medium, and they can splice and dice your performance any way they like. Here, once the show opens, it's in the hands of the actors. And if you're working with great actors, which I am right now, it's just nothing but fun, and it's great, and it's like the best volleyball game you've ever played. And there's no film or TV that can come close to that for me anyway. It's also where I started. It's harder work. It's really hard to do 7-8 shows a week, depending on where you're working. But there's something really gratifying about it.
Steppenwolf Ensemble member and Chicago PD actor Amy Morton talking with my colleague, our theater reporter Mike Davis. Morton stars in You Will Get Sick. It's running at Steppenwolf through July 20th. And just a little note, the Steppenwolf Theater is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Weather, it's quite warm out today, cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high in the upper 80s in the suburbs, but cooler near the lake. And then tonight, cloudy, a chance of rain, a low near 70, and then very hot and humid on Thursday with a chance of rain in the afternoon, a high in the low 90s, but the heat index pushing into the upper 90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or find it on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.